You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. I keep my
hands on myself. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. We're talking about politics now. And a development that many of us Trump supporters are eagerly embracing. And that is Melania Trump taking a more active role in her husband's campaign. I don't think there's, like, out of everybody, even Donald Trump included, I don't know if anybody has gotten more disrespect or unearned ire from the mainstream media and the wider American public than Melania Trump. By all accounts, including things I've heard personally, as I had a cousin that worked directly under Melania Trump during her time in the White House, nothing but positive things to say about Melania Trump. Nothing but glowing positive reviews for everything she's about. The nicest person in the world, giving, lovely, smart, intelligent, and yet constant disrespect from the mainstream media, constant just criticism and unwarranted speculation and just mistreating her. And again, it's one of those things that you could maybe understand it if Melania Trump had done what other first ladies have done, injecting herself into the politics, right? As soon as you have your wife acting as a surrogate for you on the campaign trail or making, you know, statements against the right wing, it's like, okay, well, now she's in the sphere. Now she's in the political sphere. Now she's made herself a part of this. Now we can, you know, go after her like any other politician, especially if they, you know, have the you know, unscrupulous ambition of a Jill Biden or a Hillary Clinton. But Melania Trump never gave them the slightest reason to hate her. Never injected herself into political drama. Fulfilled the duties of the First Lady to an exemplary degree. And tried to, you know, move all of the attention on her towards things she cared about, like her anti-bullying campaign. And yet, this one has been subjected to, again, just the most heinous and vile smears by the left. And so she's finally actually telling her side of the story. I want to go to that video first. She published this a few days ago. This will be clip 33 for us. Melania Trump, my story. She published this on September 5th, which to me just seems like she is, she understands better than maybe anybody else the evil that we're up against. And she knows that she's tried to play the game. She's tried to just quietly, you know, serve as First Lady, but that what is at stake at this election is too important to sit on the sidelines. And she is now standing up and telling her story for the first time. Let's watch.
Writing this memoir has been a deeply personal and reflective journey for me. As a private person who has often been the subject of public scrutiny and misrepresentation, I feel a responsibility to clarify the facts. I believe it is important to share my perspective, the truth.
MelaniaTrump.com is where she's written her memoirs. Again, if only every first lady looked and acted like Melania Trump. It's just when you think of a first lady, it's just that's what you think. When you think of a queen, that's who you think of. Poised, respectable, stylish. I mean, and then you've seen all of the, you know, they'll have Jill Biden wearing a repurposed shower curtain as a dress and be like, this amazing fashion icon. Meanwhile, Melania Trump looks like a friggin' perfume commercial 90% of the time. And she gets nothing but hate and vile smears. But again, it appears as though she is not just telling her side of the story for personal aggrandizement. Her story, of course, is intimately tied in with Donald Trump's story, which is the story of America attempting a last gasp resistance against globalism. And she seems to be focusing on this. Let's go now to the video I just put in. Melania talking about the cost America has paid for the stolen 2020 election. Let's watch.
The 2020 election results changed our lives forever. It impacted our quality of life, cost of food, gasoline, safety, and even the geopolitical landscape. America is more divided today than ever before. It has become increasingly apparent that there are significant challenges to free speech, as demonstrated by the efforts to silence my husband.
Again, she, you know, it's not, it's, there's nothing in this that seems self-pitying or complaining or anything of the sort. It's so funny how if this was looked at objectively, Melania Trump's existence alone debunks 90% of what they say about Trump and Trump supporters. We don't have any problem with legal immigrants. We have a problem with the immigration system being abused and legalizing tens of thousands of invaders so that they can work for pennies on the dollar and be subsidized by our welfare. We're against the wholesale eradication of the American race and our culture and our way of life by the forced importation of millions upon millions of people with no concern whatsoever about the American way, our values, our system of governance, our morality. When you've got somebody like Elon Musk, you've got somebody like Melania Trump, you've got immigrants who actually believe in America and actually come here for America and want America to remain. And I see the sentiment from, you know, immigrant friends or, you know, second generation immigrants whose parents came to America and are going, we came to America because America's awesome. We don't want it to go away. We fled our country. We got out of our country. We don't want to bring our country here. We don't want America to have the corruption and the, you know, ethnic strife and the just chaos and anarchy or tyranny of our former countries. We came to America because America is the land of free speech. It is the land of prosperity, of capitalism, of small business, of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. I mean, that is the promise of America. It's the only governmental system the world's ever produced that has the ability to pull people up from poverty by the millions and to give opportunity to everyone of any race, color, and creed, to dissolve the baked-in, you know, noble families of Europe or whatever else. Communism pretends to do that. Communism claims to, you know, be on the side of the poor, but then it enslaves and starves them all to death. Capitalism doesn't have any pretense, isn't acting like it's there for some charity for the poor. It's just the consequence of freedom. You just give people freedom, they end up trading with each other. You let people make their own decisions, a market develops, and the prices are set by demand and supply. And it doesn't matter how poor or you know, what race you are, it's, are you able to provide value? Great, people will pay for it. Are you hardworking? Great, we want you on our team. Now, capitalism doesn't make big claims about you know, being there to help bring equity, but that is what it does. That is the outcome of it. And Melania Trump is one of these immigrants that there are millions of who actually value and recognize the importance of our founding and ever diminishing morality in this country and are helping us to preserve it. So let's go to the latest video that Melania Trump released about a topic that she, amongst anybody, probably has the most concern of. That is the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Story at Newsweek. Melania Trump questions police actions before assassination attempt. Here's the video she published on this harrowing event.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
I love it. Powerful stuff. There's definitely more to this story, and we have to uncover the truth. Melania commented previously on the assassination attempt, writing in a letter in July, quote, "When I watched that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of a devastating change. I'm grateful to the brave Secret Service agents and law enforcement officials who risked their own lives to protect my husband. Adding a monster who recognized my husband as an inhuman political machine attempted to wring out Donald's passion, his laughter, ingenuity, love of music, and inspiration. The core facets of my husband's life, his human side, were buried below the political machine. Donald, the generous and caring man whom I've been with through the best times and the worst of times." Melania's video was released just hours before her husband is due to face Kamala Harris in their first presidential debate on Tuesday evening ahead of the November election. Newsweek has contacted representatives, but haven't heard their response. People like the Pennsylvania State Police or the Butler Township Police Department for comment on this. As Melania is simply asking the questions that everybody should. But I guess it's up to her. I guess it's up to her to actually demand these questions be answered. And it's worth it just to reflect a little bit on what the world would be like if that bullet had been millimeters to the right, if Donald Trump had not turned his head, if any of the 1,000 miraculous happenings that led to the assassination attempt failing. What if it hadn't failed? Where would we be now? What would the world be like right now? What plans were in motion on the assumption that he would be assassinated that have yet to come to fruition? And where will the next assassination attempt take place? Will it be tonight? Will it be tonight? This is actually something that my, a family member of mine called me. He was like, "I have a really bad feeling about this debate." It's like, "I don't know why, but we've been hearing about, you know, there's the boatload of ammonium nitrate that Russia apparently parked at a Norwegian port and they had to drag it away. And that, of course, brought up the conversation about the hundreds of thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate that apparently disappeared from a train in California that was never discovered. Where that ended up. You think about the blast radius and the power of even a homemade explosive like the one that took down the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. You wonder, maybe it would be best for the deep state if Kamala and Donald were eliminated. And of course, you could blame it on Iran. Get the war that you want, cancel the election, proceed on without a president in office, but with the deep state in full control in a wartime emergency situation that gives them total control. It's just speculation, but I, for one, wouldn't be surprised. And this, you're seeing the ammonium nitrate explosion, supposedly, in Lebanon, the port of Beirut, that shatters windows miles away, knocked down entire buildings. What could a truckload of that stuff, what damage could that do? And of course, just like everything these criminals get away with, when they get away with it, and they double down, and they make it worse. Just one of the functions of justice in our system is supposed to be as a warning to everybody. Yeah, 30 tons of explosive chemicals lost during rail shipment. Oh, oops. Ammonium nitrate. 30 tons of it just disappearing on a train track. Yeah, maybe it took a left turn when you didn't expect it off of the track. Like, what are you talking about? Where did this stuff go? Where's the investigation into this? Yeah, it's a highly explosive. It's a highly explosive thing. So just know, if this time tomorrow we're in a state of war with Iran and both presidential candidates are dead, and you know there's National Guard on your street, just know InfoWars warned you that this is a distinct possibility. Again, it's good to see Melania Trump asking these questions and keeping this alive. It's been something like 8 weeks since Donald Trump was shot. In fact, I have a video from an info warrior who took time out of his day to disprove some of the claims made about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And I love this because I'm sure if you watch at the Alex Jones Show, you've heard him many times since the assassination say, you know, we got to do this. We got to go out with an AR-15. We'll show everybody what it looks like when you get shot in the air, because the claims from the media was that this was somehow fake. Now, again, one of the miraculous things about the assassination attempt is it happened in such a way it could not have been faked. A man died. Another man was critically injured. The bullet passing by Donald Trump's head was caught in a photograph. It happened on live TV. There was no possible way this could be fake at all. It's just not possible to fake this. It's just a total non-starter. And yet, people have made this claim. They've said that it was fake. Prominent people with, you know, big platforms have claimed this was fake. They don't suffer any consequences from it. Of course, they're not considered conspiracy theorists because it's Trump, after all. And anything is valid with him. And one of the things they say is, if he got hit with an AR-15, his ear would have exploded. There's no way it would have been a small wound just because it grazed him. And some people have gone out and done, tests sort of showing what it could be like. Well, an info warrior took it upon himself to take two pig ears, which pig skin is very close to human skin. They can sunburn like humans. A lot of pharmaceuticals or cosmetics are tested on pigs because of our similarity in the quality of our skin, the attributes of our skin. And so he took pig ears, hung them up, shot them with an AR-15 just to show you what it looks like when an AR-15 bullet hits an ear. The left, who doesn't understand the first thing about guns, wants you to believe that it's impossible to get shot in the ear without your face exploding. Well, a powerful info warrior took this question to himself. Let's go to, I believe, clip number four. Yeah, let's go to clip number four here. Here is a prominent member of Team Humanity wearing the Team Humanity shirt from InfoWarsStore.com to show exactly what it looks like and how the injuries to Trump in his ear during the assassination attempt are not at all inconsistent with an AR-15. Let's watch.
Shooting an AR-15, 5.56. This is going to be our damage test on an ear. We're going to try to graze it and see what we can do.
Okay. So that was the first video. He, sets it up, takes a shot. Let's go to clip two and then three, and we'll see exactly what the damage was done to the pig's ears that he was firing at.
Here we got two holes from a 5.56 round. You can see very minimal damage. Got pretty close to a graze there. Still definitely very minimal damage on the exit.
So again, you could nitpick that. You could say, well, it was not a living ear, but just pay attention. And I'm sorry to the person who sent this to me. I meant to pull up his account so I can give him credit, but I forgot to do that during the show. So I'll have to look for that during the next commercial break so I can give credits to this info warrior wearing the Team Humanity shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. Just going out and doing the test himself. Sure, it's not exactly scientifically calibrated to produce exactly the same conditions as Donald Trump. But the point is that people claiming that his ear should have been blown off, his face should have been shattered, like all this nonsense. No, a bullet can leave a tiny, I mean, it looks like a hole punch for our radio listeners. The holes that left in the ear were like minuscule, like a couple millimeters wide. And that's not even accounting for the fact that the bullet that hit Trump was a grazing bullet. And I guess this just reflects the inability for liberals or the less intelligent of our fellow citizens out there to like just imagine reality and understand what it is, that you've got a tiny chunk of metal flying incredibly fast. It just goes right through things. It just goes right through the cartilage of the ear. Doesn't explode. Doesn't shatter it. It's not magic. It's just a little chunk of metal flying through the air. And it acts like a hole punch. It's your wireless long distance hole punch. The AR-15. So I'll find who that was to give them credit, and we'll get more into on the other side the preparations being done by the Harris campaign for tonight's debate. Remember, we will be live on Infowars.com/show, on X, and on any other streaming platform tonight starting at 7 p.m. for live coverage of the debate. Tune in for that. We'll see you on the other side with more news of the day. It's American Journal. Infowarsstore.com is where you go to support us and get one of those stylish Team Humanity shirts to let everybody know what side you're on.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. Infowars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Our world.